Welcome to the Power of the Ceremonial Community. I'm so thrilled to be with everyone tonight and look forward to a very transformational time. So let's pause and settle in. Take a few breaths and draw your energy back to you. Feel your seat and feet. The energy is very powerful tonight. It is such a gift to be together with a group that is grounded, understands how to participate in a ceremonial community. It's a very beautiful experience. To be with experienced people. So take a moment to be with yourself and the power within your own being. Your connection to the living energies, which is where we derive our power from this unlimited source of creation. I feel like the group is so experienced that what can I say? But there is a purpose for us being together tonight and expanding our understanding of what participating in a ceremony really does for us. So, from my perspective, I see the difference between a ritual and a ceremony. A ritual might be something that is first discovered as powerful, but maybe then repeated over and over again, possibly losing power because it becomes so familiar and rote that we forget that we are participants in something rather than just going through the motions. So for me, ceremony means that a group has gathered that has made a decision to enter into a sacred dimension. And a key word is sacred. Where, with the support and collaboration with higher frequency intelligence, we break free of the bonds of conditioning and enter into the incredible power of the human being, where we discover who we are, who we can be beyond how we've been conditioned to think of ourselves. And again, importantly, that we are in collaboration with multidimensional realms that reveal to us the magnificence of the human being. So one of the major elements of a powerful ceremony is that each participant actually participates. And why do we call it a sacred circle? Because each person within the circle plays an important role in contributing to the power and transformational potential of a ceremony. Now, there can be ceremonies that achieve different levels of realization or freedom from conditioning. And depending on the cosmic conditions, the planetary conditions, the preparation that goes into the ceremony, all these different factors, the place where it's held, the spirit of the land, the amount of chaos that's allowed into the ceremonial space, play into what can be realized during ceremony. So my hope is that ceremony, beyond freeing each of us from the bonds of limited conditioning and limited thinking, can help create light on the planet that helps and supports all of humanity in attaining their sovereignty and freedom. The paradox in this is that the most powerful ceremonies have participants who are able to go beyond their intentions and subjective personal desires, and even beyond the desire to serve, to enter into a space that is shared with the other participants and the multidimensional beings. It's a shared experience with a very high frequency source energy. So there's never an intention to use the energy for personal gain, for any kind of intention other than allowing the flow of the perfection to bring about realization from the greater intelligence. So you're here tonight not to be passive observers or just in hope that you're lifted out of an uncomfortable space, but to be participants in the creation of our transformation. Now, everyone here is very experienced. Everyone here has been in several classes. So we're not in a group with new people here tonight. This class, everyone has been in several Monday night sessions over the years. So you are with fellow experienced ceremonial participants, which I can feel already because this sacred circle that came into coherence within a few minutes of us gathering tonight. And that's what happens when you have experienced participants in a ceremony. So if we stay with the idea of ceremonial transformation being that which liberates us from limitation, and with that general definition to begin with, I'm sure much more will be revealed to us as we move through this. But the first thing that will happen tonight as we activate the circle further and enter into a sacred space, we will be receiving assistance to dissolve, to free up the conditioning from the Western cultural belief that you have to do everything yourself. Ceremony is a collective experience of coherence. It's not a singular experience. And we come from such a traumatized culture that the trauma speak that we, most of us carry, is we have to do it ourselves. The pull yourself up by the bootstraps. If you don't do it by yourself, you haven't really accomplished something. All of that trauma speak that has become what we consider the norm. Beneath all that trauma speak is the desire to be in a coherent community that supports us to grow into our individual evolution, into our maturity, into our spiritual light. And each one has their own path. And to be in a space where your individual path is nurtured, as well as the collective is nurtured, is very special. So tonight, as we enter into this space, we are receiving this support to help us loosen the bonds, the strictures of this conditioning that we may not even know we have. We may think we're beyond it, but our nervous systems are still carrying it. Our cellular structure is still carrying it. It's very pervasive. It's like saying that I can live on Earth without breathing. It's part of the atmosphere here. And so as we shift into ceremony tonight, we will receive support to understand that we can be supported, that we can be in a loving community and still be nurtured on an individual level. That the experience of harmony and resonance is a natural human desire. And that we are becoming more human by participating in ceremonial circle, which really has been had continuity through thousands and thousands of years. And seems to be part of the higher frequency of humanity. Now, ceremony can be abused. It can be used for personal gain. But the most interesting part of ceremony is when we let go of our projections and our personal desires, what we receive in return is so much more meaningful and supportive in keeping us along the path that is most aligned for ourselves, despite what's going on around us. So, as I take a pause, let's each center and return, feeling your seat and feet. Coming into your body, lovingly, gently. And this is an essential ingredient to entering into ceremony. And even if we can't enter in the most loving way, the ceremony will help us come to that place. But it's a good reminder to bring your loving self into the ceremonial community. And that with the group energy, we start to find safety. And a depth of common love or community love that we're not used to in our culture. So I consider this a very important class because any sessions that help loosen that sense of feeling alone, thinking that we have to do everything alone, feeling like a failure half the time because we can't do everything alone, and helping us get out of that cycle is crucial to coming into alignment with the planetary awakening that's occurring. Again, take a moment, take a few moments to feel your feet on the floor, your seat on the chair. There's so much luminosity here already, and yet we are supported, but we may not know it yet because we have to go through a bit of purification in order to be able to realize the beautiful support that we do have from the higher frequency beings. So when we come together in a class, no matter who we are, we bring all our craziness with us. We bring heavy energies with us. We bring the chaos of the day. We bring the impatience. We bring the judgments. We bring the highs and lows of what we think we've done, all of that is carried in our field. And so the first thing that needs to happen is a purification. And the way I've been doing it, and the way we do it in the Spirit Hill teachings, is through grounding with Mother Earth and receiving the loving vital energies of pure vitality, pure light that emanates from her being to us and holds us. And we share that with her. Not only do we receive it, but we share it with her because our bodies are made of her. So we do have already the same energy that she does. But very often we need to connect with her in order to find out that we actually have the same energy. And so when we ground, and when we feel those roots or that sense of settling downward, we start to let a stream of pure intelligence enter our being. And that intelligence knows how to clarify all those heavy energies that we bring to a group. So there's no one here, including myself, that doesn't bring heavy energies when we gather. And so the first stage of ceremony is in purification. So that purification includes the greeting of the elements and the greeting of the directions and the relaxation of our bodies and our minds. Now, you may have read about some indigenous sacred ceremonies or Buddhist or Hindu sacred ceremonies or any kind of religious sacred ceremony, and they always include a preparation phase, whether it's fasting or performing certain rituals. There's always a purification phase before a ceremony. And this group is extremely experienced with grounding and being purified by these vital energies from the heart of Mother Earth. So we will continue with that, as it's been very effective. And the part that you can play in the preparation for these six weeks of classes is practicing your grounding daily, if possible. And consider these six sessions as entering a ceremonial space for 6 weeks. And not that it has to change anything you do on a daily basis, but you're starting to include a sense of the sacred in your daily life so that you don't separate daily life and sacred life. You start to live on a continuum where sometimes the daily activities take your attention fully and you don't remember that how to ground or where to ground and who you are, to the opposite end of the spectrum where you're so deep in the immersion into the sacred energies that you forget that life exists. We live along that continuum. And we want to be able to be flexible on that continuum so that we're not separating the sacred from the daily. That there are times when you can allow the sacred to come forward on a day-to-day basis and allow it to just come out of your heart and take a moment when you feel appreciation. That's one of the experiences when you feel the universal love, when you feel at one with yourself, in coherence with yourself or with nature or with other beings. Those moments, we can start extending them. They can become a background to all of our interactions. And then we find ourselves actually being living a ceremonial life. So this idea of having to do it alone and separating the sacred from the daily, those two conditioned responses are what I hope we can become free of minimally during this class, during these sessions. So again, we pause. The pause, the sacred pause, is so important to allow yourself to step out of urgency and impatience, out of doing, and pause and settle. And if you can do that for just a second, several times a day, you start training yourself to include that in your daily life. So we remember to lower down, to come out of the mind and into the body and into our physical consciousness. So let's deepen that now. And we inch by inch come back and feel ourselves centering within, connecting within. Maybe feeling your skin, your hands held together. Maybe feeling your shoulders dropping, your lower back releasing. Coming back into the physical consciousness, noticing where you want to release the tension and inviting a release. And this is what I consider taking care of yourself. This is basic self-care. To find a deeper breath. To release the neck and shoulders, the lower back, the calf muscles, the fists, and just in those few seconds that we did that together, the circle got brighter. Maybe you can sense that. So again, notice where you can take care of yourself right now. Not jump ahead, but lovingly take care to help yourself relax. Because tension separates your mind and body. Tension separates the mind from the body, from the heart. So tension is a separator. And that's why relaxation is so important. So if we try to jump into a sacred space before relaxing, we're not going to be able to enter that sacred space in an embodied, present way. It may become a dissociated experience, maybe more of leaving your body and abandoning your body, to leave your body. And that loses power. It loses the power of presence that brings you into an alert, powerful space. And I can see the groups shifting now. So in this relaxation, we are regaining our power, regaining our presence. And that feels really good. And it brings meaning to life. And meaning is very, very important. Having meaning circulate through you deeply is a profound experience. Discovering what brings you meaning is sometimes even difficult. But we want to find where the awe exists within us. We want to find our presence. We want to feel stable and strong and loving. And that happens when we become freed of this limited conditioning that makes us believe that we have to do everything by ourselves. We're not going to press into the crown chakra. We're not going to press into any area. We're still relaxing. We're still lovingly taking care of releasing any of the tension that has built up. And we're doing it sitting up. We're doing it sitting up because we need to learn to do this while we are involved in daily life. We do a lot of sitting in daily life. We could do it while we're standing. We do a lot of standing in daily life. But our activity does not usually involve lying down. So if we want our power of presence to show up in our daily life, we practice this while sitting with our feet on the floor in a posture that we would find ourselves in life. I love doing it standing with a group. It's really powerful too. But we need our legs. We need the energy in our legs. And we need that connection to the earth. And it is possible, after a lot of practice, to be able to have that activate while you're lying down. But you still need to do it additionally while you're sitting or standing. Need the full circulation through your entire body, to the point where you are immersed and the energies, the vital energies, have immersed in you to become the realization of your true being. Not just sitting on the pillow or lying on the bed, but in your daily activities. Now, very often, as we're doing this and we find ourselves relaxing, we want to fall asleep or we want to lie down. And sometimes we do that. Sometimes the amassed heavy energy and tension is just so much that when we start to release it, the only way we can release it fully is actually by falling asleep. And that's when we totally give in to the release. And that happens. That none of us is perfect and we need that sometimes. And we also need the practice of sitting or standing while we're grounding. So when we start to be kind to ourselves and take care of ourselves, we find that we start making space for ourselves. And spaciousness is an important ingredient in a sense of the sacred. So when we're all squished in with tension and expectations and judgments and shoulds and all that we need to do, there's no room for the sacred to permeate our being, our breath, our mind, our body. And sometimes it's just so hard to escape the surrounding atmosphere. And yet, the daily practice is what helps us build up the muscle to be able to do that. So some days the practice will feel useless, like you've gotten nothing done. Other days it'll feel like you broke through. Other days it'll be semi-okay. But that's what practice is. Practice means you don't do it perfectly every time, but the repeated practice builds the muscle so that eventually it'll become your default place. So if you can practice 5 minutes one day, 20 minutes another day, half hour another day, feel it start to be part of your consciousness unconsciously, just because you've been practicing, that's what we would aim for. So we're really starting to circulate the energies here. The group is supporting each other. And you might start to feel more circulation within you, settling deeper within. Ceremony takes us beyond words, beyond thoughts, into the world of vibration and frequency. And so we don't want to try to figure things out or try to watch what we're doing. We want to be immersed in the experience, and you may not know the experience. It may be actually fresh every single time. You might just know what it feels like to be free again. So there's an allowing for the unknown. allowing for no explanation, allowing for meaning to surface without words, but with a feeling. Same with understanding or insight. Your knowing rises up from the connection to the living energies, not from the conditioned mind. There. Now the group is stabilizing. We're each getting grounded. And with each person grounding, a beautiful flow and coherence starts to emerge in the circle. And you know this by how you feel within yourself. You don't stretch your consciousness out around to feel the circle. You stay within and feel the circle circulating in you. Begin to feel your own coherence, less disturbance, more relaxation. Check with the tailbone. Invite it to soften and release. Let the arms get heavier on your lap. It almost feels like you're sinking into a puddle of nothing. But that puddle is made up of the release of the heavy energies. And what's left after releasing those energies is your radiant energy body. And it's your energy body that knows how to participate in ceremony. Check in with the calf muscles again and soften. All the striving, all the effort, all the tension comes from the conditioning. You really are an energy body. That's why I call the body physical consciousness. It's consciousness. And what we've been living in and what we consider normal is really an atmosphere of static, of ungrounded energy, electromagnetic energy that is complete static. And when we come into resonance with ourselves, we come together out of the static and into our presence. Everyone's doing beautifully, and we're going slowly. So you have an understanding that there is a process for entering into ceremony. Because the tendency, the reflex tendency, is to try to jump into it. But that's not what makes it powerful. So this purification stage is really beautiful because it's the first time we start emerging out of that chaos and static into feeling a happiness, a vibrancy that we didn't know was missing. Just faded into the background, into the static. And maybe you can feel the energy in your feet and your hands, and that vital energy from the earth starts to nourish your cells, your fascia, your organs, and circulates a coherent energy through you to help bring each cell into harmony with your soul. That's what the new earth is about. Emerging from the static into the harmony of body and soul. We'll sit in silence for a few minutes here. It's always a surprise to me how long it actually takes to begin coming into harmony and coming out of the static. I just am always surprised by how much heavy energy I carry and how much static I've aligned with. So the heart of the mother, which is the great goddess, the great feminine, carries the frequency of harmony and love and power. And so if we don't find that inherent within ourselves, we resonate with it, with Mother Earth and the Great Feminine, until we find that within ourselves. We need something else to align with other than the static. See how your body might want to shift and get more comfortable. Our crown chakras are being activated by the rising energy from our feet upward. And we've gathered enough immersion in the earth energies that they're flowing through us strong enough to open up that crown to receive the downpour of love from Father, Son. Don't try to watch it, just be it. Be in the experience. And this awakens the beautiful love within our being. It's already there. Just storm it. The love of Mother Earth and Father Sun, we live within their love. We are not disconnected from it, although we pretend to be. And so we resonate with their love until our love awakens. And we join with them in resonance, which begins to expand us into multiple dimensions. Beautiful. Now, as these energies are circulating through us, they may trigger thoughts and memories, good ones, difficult ones. We just allow them to be in the circulation so that they lose their charge. Or you may be guided within and how to proceed with them. But if you can, let them be washed by the flow of these energies. Don't try to do anything to them, just let them be washed in their flow. And what that has done is naturally brought us to welcoming the spirit of the water. We're always being guided. So as we begin to allow whatever rises up to be cleansed by the spirit of the water, by flow, by frequency, by love. And it becomes an experience. And then as the heavy energies are cleansed and washed by the spirit of the water, what's revealed in this cleansing is the internal flame, the eternal flame within our being. And so we greet the spirit of the fire. And can be completely surprised, amazed to discover this eternal flame within us that burns off even more dross, that lights up the luminosity in every cell, in every breath. In the flame of our consciousness. And as that light spreads and expands, we find that we're in a greater atmosphere. That we've expanded beyond the thinking mind, beyond the physical limitations, into a spacious, airy aliveness, and we greet the spirit of the air. And as the air purifies us further, we find the particles of heaviness start to dislodge from the physical, the emotional, the mental. Dissolved by the spirit of the air. And then we greet the spirit of the ether, a great intelligence that understands and knows the process of transmutation. The ether is the place where it's a quality that allows for the traversing of dimensions. So between every dimension is a space that's like the ether. It knows how to open up a doorway and transition us into the next dimension. Beautiful. And I hope you're noticing that you're not straining. You may not know what you're doing, but you're not straining. The group is doing beautifully. In fact, this is the highest experience of greeting the elements that I've ever been involved in. And now the central axis, a stream of light that circulates through the circle, flowing as a toroidal field, luminous, embracing, connecting, drawing our consciousness beyond polarity into unity, flow. And this is where we start really turning over our personal will to the universal will. That means we're coming into alignment with the higher intelligence, We don't lose our individuality. We are like an instrument in an orchestra playing our part, but all tuned together. And we'll sit with this in silence as this intelligence knows how to free up more of our being. And don't try to watch it because it's not linear. And this is where, when the higher consciousness is allowed to take over the circle, where the toroidal field is in such flow that it becomes the higher intelligence and we are immersed in a higher intelligence. And we let that circulate us as we become it. And limitations fall away. So you don't set an intention here. You let the higher intelligence reveal. It's a total immersion and allowing. Setting an intention would actually limit and condense the energies. Now that tweaking, the freeing up of the conditioning only takes a second. It's beyond time. And when we reach a certain frequency, it actually happens instantly. And it's usually beyond our conscious awareness. There might be some kind of sensation that you know, or you know that something's happened, but it's not verbal. It's deeper in the matrix of our being. And it has happened. And this is what happens in ceremony. When we come together as a group, possibilities occur that would not be possible necessarily on our own. And when the healing or the freedom occurs, it's usually beyond our awareness, or there's some kind of symbol or vision that comes to you. It's definitely not in words that would be created by the mind. And when it's done, it's done. And I always have a hard time just ending something. So we'll just sit with this feeling of coherence for a little bit, enjoying it. Again, lovingly taking care of yourself. Don't try to watch it. Let yourself feel whole instead of in parts. Another powerful surge of energy came through the circle. Some very beautiful luminous beings are here. So we completed that one cycle and now we're starting another. Now we're in the total embrace of what I consider the luminous beings. These are beyond the archangels and anything that we would picture. And this creates a deeper cleansing and repair of our matrix. But we actually had to acknowledge the completeness of the first phase and then be almost surprised that the next phase started. You may feel yourself in the presence, a holy or more sacred presence, or a relationship with a presence. So the last teaching of the evening is to understand that it's not necessarily the immediate experience of ceremony that is the most powerful. It's the transformational seeding, the seeding of transformation in our being. Like setting a new beacon, a new pulse, a new frequency in us that our being starts to center around and grow an understanding from. So the power of sustaining power of a ceremony is how a seed of transformation, a pulse, is able to enter our being, and then we grow that within. So sometimes participating in ceremonies can be uncomfortable. I've certainly had many of those. Sometimes they're comfortable, sometimes they're ecstatic, luminous, and beautiful, all kinds of experiences. Sometimes they're painful, sometimes they heal pain. But we want to look to the long-term effect, where a new consciousness, the seed of a new consciousness, was able to be planted within your being that will have the effect of raising your consciousness and freeing you from limitation over a period of time. So take a few deep breaths. Very gently be with yourself. if you have any questions or comments, you can unmute yourself. But I want you to be very gentle with your voice, very soft, very loving as you do this. It's a practice. So, if we've entered a space where there's no thoughts or questions, we've had a very successful ceremony. So, this evening sets the course for the next 5 weeks of meeting. And this was a very, like I said, I have never been in the experience of being with the elements the way they unfolded for us tonight. It's a very high frequency experience of the elemental greeting. And that is because each one of you is ready for this and has prepared and has a soul orientation to learning more about this power of the ceremonial community. So I thank you very much for your participation tonight. And so if you have further questions or comments, post them on the class page and I'll get the recording up and the summary. And let's return to the practice of practicing a little every day so that we start building up the power of our presence in our daily life. And that presence is derived from Mother Earth, Father Sun, the elements. We didn't even get to the directions. But know that you are part and live in a powerful flow of life force. And that you do not have to do this alone. So thank you. And many blessings.